But planning by the Politburo swung back, therefore, in the direction of big unit warfare to all-out attack. General Jopp came back to the Politburo meeting with a new roll of blueprints saying, I have here a plan to win the war. It was the 1972 Easter Offensive, which was to replace the super guerrilla. They had proved impressive in action, but they had been unable to deliver victory. Easter Offensive's goal was to take two-thirds of the country, three-fourths of the population, in a three-pronged drive against Hue in the center of Vietnam to cut the country in half and towards Saigon. if you can do this, take two-thirds of the country, three-fourths of the population, then you press for negotiations to end the war. At this point, in this offensive, Hanoi's high-technology big-unit war was unveiled. The enemy's mass and movement was to be matched, not to be shunted off. As a result, Pavan had more tanks than did Arvin. They had more long-range artillery, and they had very sophisticated anti-aircraft weapons, both in the south and the north, including the SAM surface-to-air missiles made by the Soviets. But these did not, particularly the air power anti-aircraft weapons, were not able to defeat American air power, and their forces, the Pavan forces in the south, could not defeat the Arvin troops on the ground. When An Lạc held probably the most important battle of the war, it was clear that the Easter Offensive had stalled and then failed. But General Jopp, never admitting doctrinal defeat, once more returned to his sand tables to prepare a still another campaign. Politburo assessment here was that if the U.S. could be caused to abandon South Vietnam would then collapse. So the decision was made to negotiate the best arrangement possible for getting rid of the Americans and to begin the plan to begin a new final win the war, last hurrah battle that would make 1976. This was in 76, the year of victory. The U.S. would be pushed out through this continued fight-talk strategy. GVN would be weakened. Wedges would be driven. The so-called third force in South Vietnam would be strengthened, organized, to be held in standby in case there were elections to be incorporated into the political strategy. Strategic approach was more complex as a result. It was a new mix of armed and political struggle, and involved these actions. One, renewed military activity in the South on a selective basis, the protracted conflict thesis, 50-year war thesis, after several years of disuse, was again expounded to the cadres. Victory would come if the enemy could be outlasted, outweighted, outendured. Two, seeking diplomatic support and aid from socialists in other countries, encouraging anti-war movements in the U.S. and around the world. Three, staging military offensives in Vietnam geared to U.S. politics. It's to be noted that all of the major campaigns of the Vietnam War were in advance of the U.S. presidential elections. Tet Offensive in 68, Easter Offensive in 72, was going to be planned the spring of 76. Also, Ak Bak, the first big battle of the war in 1964. And four, most importantly, maneuvering in Paris at the talks, to which we now turn, but I think I'll cut it off there, and next time begin with the Paris talks and the last hurrah of the Vietnam War. Any questions, comments, puzzlements? Okay, see you then.